Let's head over to the KRDO Newsline now, joined by Kathy Hook with the Colorado Springs Fire Department, as the fire department gearing up for another round of town hall meetings to educate the community as far as the risk, as far as living within these wildfire areas. Of course, we have a number of areas that are impacted by that wildland fire interface. Kathy, good morning, and what do we need to know about this upcoming town hall series?
Yes, good morning. Happy Monday to you. As you've already noted, spring is here. We're on our first day of spring, and the fire department is once again going to be hosting our Living with Wildfire, the town hall series. Our first meeting is tomorrow night, Tuesday the 21st. We will be at the Colorado Springs Masonic Center. That's on Panorama Drive. The meeting starts at 6:30, and we'll just be discussing many things. How to prepare your home for wildfire, as you already mentioned, creating a wildfire plan, knowing when, how to evacuate. If you are a person that lives in one of those wildland urban interfaces, this could be an opportunity to sign up for chipping if that is offered in your area, and that will count as your meeting for the chipping. So go on our website and find out a little bit more about the meeting. Lots of great things offered in the six meetings that we will be having each month throughout the summer.
And will this be kind of a companion series to the town hall meetings that were had last year, or is this an opportunity for those who maybe weren't able to get out to this last round to get some of that information this year?
Well, Andrew, it's actually both. It is some of the same information from last year. Some things have changed. Some things have been updated. Really want to impress upon the public that COS Ready, preparing for an emergency. You can sign up through elpasoteller911.org to get those emergency alert notifications. So it is similar to the meetings that we had last year. Once again, we will be doing a Facebook Live feed from tomorrow night and at all of the meetings, but covering a lot of the same stuff and have some new stuff that's really going to be helpful for 2023.
Absolutely. And, you know, it doesn't matter new, old. This is fantastic information. Even if you were able to make it out last year, it could be some great reminders, or definitely pick up on something that you didn't catch the first time around as well.
That is exactly right. We are asked all the time, now when does wildfire season start? There's so much to know about living in our community. Wouldn't want to live anywhere else. It's the most beautiful place ever. But we are at a higher risk for wildfire. We are always in wildfire season. And while right now we don't have any burns, burn restrictions, burn bans, as we're aware, we go in and out of that as the conditions change. It's not just, you know, kind of willy-nilly. It's very scientific based on the moisture received in our foliage. So yeah, coming and learning and finding out about what do these red flag alerts mean? What do these burn restrictions mean? We're going to cover a lot of that. And there's so much that even if you did attend, we are encouraging people to come out tomorrow night, and there'll be lots more information to review and some new stuff to cover.
Absolutely. And I think you hit it on the head as well, that really there's no end to fire season right now, no kind of beginning or end. It's one of those things that's constantly going on.
Yeah, we live in a high altitude desert, as we're all aware. Don't love this part of our community, but it's windy here a lot, and so we just have to know, even when we get some nice rain, some nice snow, good growth, when that sun comes out, we're dry, and then we have, unfortunately, some nice fuel if people are not careful. So just great time to review some of that. If you can't make tomorrow, of course, you can Facebook Live it. The following meeting will be Tuesday, April 18th. We'll have these monthly, and that one will be at Pulpit Rock Church. So pay attention to the Colorado Springs Fire Department website under Living with Wildfire Town Hall Series to keep up on when we'll be covering these with the community.
Perfect, Kathy. We appreciate the time and joining us, and I'm sure we will help to help get the word out throughout the summer months as well, right here on KRDO News Radio.
Great. Thanks, Andrew. Have such a good week.